Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, wonderful approach. I have to start this prayer. I have to start this day off with this prayer, okay? I want to thank God for making me strong. I want to thank God for giving me long patience. I want to thank God for all of the wonderful beauty that is around me. I want to thank God for the people that love me and love me a lot and show me kindness and patience and all those wonderful things. I want to thank God for the people who kind of love me, but they believe in the mission and they work with me. I appreciate it. And then I want to thank God for the people who really don't love me at all. I want to thank God for the people that can be irritating and messy. And I thank God for these people because they help me to practice the love that God shows me, an unconditional love. Like, doesn't matter who you are or how you come about, I have to love you because you're God's child. I give thanks for these people because they help to keep my prayer life strong. I give thanks for these people because they give me an opportunity to practice the God love and the strength that I have and that God has gifted me with. So when I woke up this morning and I'm going through these prayers, I just want to give God the thanks for allowing me to have the insight to knowing that every person is worthy of my gratitude. So I give thanks to God for sharing with me the need for high-level love. I give thanks to God for supplying me with it so that I can share it as needed. Amen. When I say today is the day, today is day three, okay? This is the day that you're going to make it or you're going to break it, okay? And even if you break it, it's okay. We'll start again tomorrow. It's all right. You know, there are many times where you may have to start this fast over. That's okay. But today is day three. Remember that. I need to check with, because I'm not assuming anymore, you know, if you were with me in November, you know there's no more assumptions. I'm not going to assume that you want to fast. I want you to tell me, hey, I'm interested in fasting. So there are a couple more people I want to check with before I hand out these fast buddies, but that will be today. I'm very excited about it. I got some spirits like, oh, this person, and so I see some really good pairing, interesting pairing. So I'm like, okay. And so we're going to work on that. Today, in our desire to journal, to dig deep and everything, the wording I saw is jealousy and envy. I've done a lot of speaking about jealousy and envy. Everyone knows, not just from the word, the book, you know, but no matter what book you're reading, it's crazy. No matter what book you're reading, Bible, Quran, Torah, the Book of Light, all the Book of Creation, there's tons of books you can be reading. All of them speak about the dangers of jealousy. And it's so funny, it's not just jealousy all the time. So if someone has had a jealous thought in their life, imagine that. That doesn't condemn this person to like, oh, this is such a bad person, blah, 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 blah. No, the danger is truly the jealousy, not the person. It's crazy, but that's how it is. So if you've ever had a jealous thought in your mind, that doesn't take you off of God's worthy list. It doesn't. But what it does say is, hey, you got some things you got to work on, period. You have some things to work on. There are some aspects of your own life that you need to address. Very interesting. Very interesting. But very important. Let's do the work, you know. Also, when you think about jealousy and envy, there's two sides to it. The first side is us controlling our own challenges in jealousy and envy. The other side is us receiving jealousy and envy. And I know I've done quite a few readings, and it pops up. It pops up. You know, oh, you have to be careful for jealousy around you. And I promise you, 85% of the people say, jealous of me? For what? You know, and I'm like, I know. And I say these words over and over. When people say jealous of me for what, I always have to let them know there is always something about you that someone else sees that they're attracted to. Always. Always. So it's important that, you know, the for what part doesn't even matter. You know, they're fine something. You know, your pinky toe could be absolutely perfect and everything, the way it glimmers, okay? It doesn't, the things even, we'll have things that we'll think are flaws, and they're not flaws. Other people will find it, you know, alluring and will want to make it theirs. I'm like, okay. So it's so important that when we talk about this subject and when we're journaling about that, you look at both sides, okay? And you can sit back, I promise you, you can be the most comfortable, most confident person out there, you know. That jealousy will sneak in somewhere. Even, you know, lifestyle. Someone would be like, oh, I'm so tired from work. You have to work constantly. And, you know, I'm in my field, I'm working, and it's, you know, these people are rude, and I have to wake up early in the morning. You know, you'll be sitting back and you'll be like, you know, kind of complaining like, man, this can be difficult. And then I promise you, there's someone that wants your job. There's someone who wants, I'm not going to say wants your husband, but wants the idea of a spouse. You know, there's someone who wants the kids. And here you are, you're complaining because the thing brought home a bad grade again, and someone would love. So it's important that we have to make sure that we're checking ourselves as well as deflecting it. One way to do this, of course, when it comes to protecting yourself from doing it, one way to do it is to be grateful for what you have, okay? I don't want to say gratitude is the answer to everything, but just like prayers are pretty important, that gratitude is pretty important because the gratitude allows you to focus on yourself, to focus on your relationships, to focus on your everything, you. That's what gratitude gets you. So even as you are, let's look at the relationship thing because this happens often. Let's look at this. So even as you look and like, oh, I see that sister and she's married and it seems like everything is perfect and blah, 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 you know, and you're looking and the look becomes more than a look. And this is more than setting an example. You know, you're longing for, hold on. This is when we move right into gratitude and say, you know, God, I am thankful for whatever you're thankful for. For me, I know I'm thankful for, I know for me, I am thankful for past opportunities. I have two beautiful children, so I don't even look at relationships the same way everyone else does and long for them. I've had two great ones, and I have the proof right here. I've had other experiences that I'm like, wow, there are parts of that that were absolutely beautiful. And then I got the opportunity to go try and start on one tomorrow. It's okay. So move into your gratitude. You know, as you're sitting here, and what I find about jealousy usually deals with very material things, right? Things you can see. Don't let your eyes keep buying into this idea and your eyes are getting you in trouble. Cut it out. So, you know, and I just want to show some examples how to move from this jealous energy into a gratitude energy. So let's say you're looking at someone's physical body, like, oh, wow, that you know, she got it going on. She's that perfect size. Well, for me, 10 was a perfect size 10. And so, you know, I'm like, wow, she's this perfect size 10. You know, what I would do that and blah, 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 and this, whatever. When that green-eyed bandit starts to sneak in, move right into gratitude. God, I am thankful for my body that wakes up every morning and does everything I need it to do. I am grateful for my body that allows me to, you know, whatever your body allows you to do. My body to me is a miracle because, you know, it really kind of takes a licking. I be everywhere. I do everything. Now I'm getting more sleep. Now I'm paying more attention to what I'm eating. But that's a new thing over the last maybe 2 or 3 years. Before that, it was almost reckless. And so to be in my 53rd year, and have the little slight bangs and bruises I have, I am ever so thankful. And I let God know that on a daily basis. Thankful for my health. There's some things I need to work on, but hey, I'm working on them, and I'm going to be okay. So it's like, really make up your mind who and what you're going to be, who and what you're going to do. And so, and this is how we get ahead, right? So no matter what situation you have this little jealous, envious feeling about, I promise you, there's something in your life that you need to be grateful for at that very moment. Because one thing that jealousy does is it displays almost an ungratefulness. Whenever I see it, whenever I feel it, you know, I'm like, are you not grateful for what God has already provided for you on your side? So whenever you're starting to feel like this, and we're human, we can feel like this. It happens. I want you to take the time, though, to think about, hey, is this really godly at this point? Is this what God would want me to do and focus on? You know, does God want me to sit here and say, oh, go tit for tat for how he is blessing us? Also, when you're expressing jealous and envious feelings, you are basically questioning God's authority. You know, you're questioning, well, you know, God, it looks like they over there getting blessed, and I'm over here, you know, riding in my old POS, and what? You better be grateful for that POS, you know. Be grateful that you have something, because there are people that have nothing. So make sure that in all things we are being aware and conscious of God, and we are being aware of our positioning with God. And being aware, that gratitude, the things that you're grateful for are things that you will pray for and things you have prayed for. So remembering those things that make you grateful are going to, it really becomes a power when you sit back and say, hey, I know this. I feel this. I got this. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. So let's continue to work on these things, okay? Let's continue working on ourselves. Let's continue having patience. It's hard sometimes, but we really need to have patience for those people who we can feel this nasty feeling. And I can tell y'all, jealousy does not feel good. Anyone who's like, oh, yeah, they're jealous of me, and they pop their collar, they not feeling real jealousy. That's something that they've made up in their head. When you can feel someone's jealousy and you're like, ooh, what? Why? Why? What did I do? You know, you automatically think that you've done something. It doesn't feel good. So as you know, as we're experiencing people who are still working on themselves, don't forget, and I say this often, everybody hasn't had the opportunity to have a wonderful approach around them. Everyone hasn't had the opportunity of having blessed people, loving people around them. And so they're still kind of in their way. They're still kind of, you know, I wish you could see my screw face, okay? They're still kind of working through their challenges. And so we want to make sure that we're not one of them. We want to make sure we're not feeding that. We want to make sure that, you know, as we go through our life, we go through our journaling, we go through all of the things that we're working on, that we're not participating, but yet setting a good example. So when you, even when you hear someone going through their little wows, easy with them, and set a good example, like, oh, yeah, I can see that too. You know, I can see it may seem like, you know, sister so-and-so, you know, is financially strong and she don't need anybody, blah, blah, blah. You know, at the same time, you have your own strengths. You have your own benefit. You have your own things to focus on. So, you know, if you have already gotten past this jealousy part, when you hear it, remind others, hey, you don't have to say that. You don't have to be there. That doesn't have to be your focus. Let's move past it. We're not worried about what she's doing. Be worried about what we doing, right? So just something to think about, because I promise you, you're going to come across it. And with it being, and with today being today, you know, you're definitely going to come across it, and you're going to say, wow, there it goes. I see it now. And so spend that time automatically hard left. Switch that energy up. Get into your prayer mode. Get into your gratitude. Do some journaling on that so that you can make sure to get past that, right? All right, my family, today is day 3. If you get a text from me saying, hey, I didn't, you know, are you interested in coming into the fast and everything, please respond, because I got some very excited people that I want to start matching up for fast buddies. You know, and of course, if you've ever had a fast buddy before, a lot of those relationships are still intact. So I would love to see some people coming through and helping other people by helping themselves. I know my fast buddies help me. You know, they'll remind me, hey, Mama Seven, what are you doing? How's everything on your side? And so, you know, I appreciated the people that have worked with me in the past. We're going to keep that same energy. We're going to keep working on some things, okay? So if I send you the text, please respond to me as soon as possible so we can get this thing cooking, all right? Thank you all for your time and your energy, continue working on your gift basket for God. This whole fast, we're creating a gift basket. Every day we're putting in positive things. Every day we're working hard to be good people and working on ourselves and being the best spiritualist beings of light, light bearers, shadow fighters, whatever, prayer warriors, whatever title you want to give yourself. We're working on the best, not a great one, not a good one, a great one. We're working on our best this year. This is our harvest year. So thank you for all of your hard work. Continue, and let's go. Day 3. Speak with you soon. Peace.